cook some sweet potatoes, we call it candy, then we call it candy.
Candy sweet potatoes.
I see. You mentioned onions. What about the little young fresh ones that you would eat?
Those green ones.
What about that? There's another kind of vegetable that not everybody in the South likes. You can cut it up and either fry it, or you can boil it, or you can put it in gumbo. It's green.
Okra.
Yeah, one of my favorite vegetables. If you leave an apple or a plum around, it'll go. It's kind of... Or say that if you have the skin of a dried apple, it's all...
wrinkled. I don't think so.
Or say, skin is wrinkled, you say, you ever use the term shriveled?
Well, maybe so. Seems like wrinkled is more familiar.
Let's see. Tell me about some of the different varieties. You mentioned peas, different kinds of peas.
Well, you have your field peas.
What's some of the varieties?
The varieties, you would have a purple hull, crowder, and there's just so many of them, I don't know what of them. Some call potato vine pea, and there's a white acre pea. Well, I guess it's purple hull, pink eye purple hull. That's what we've had this year.
Yeah, that same year I like it. So you take the tops of turnips and cook them. You might make a mess of
greens.
Mm-hmm. And lettuce comes in. Is it what?
Heads of lettuce.
Mm-hmm. Would you ever use that, like, say, for children? You know, say you have two boys and three girls. Would you ever say have two heads of children, or is that something you never use?
I guess you would use it, not every day, but...
Is it maybe joking around?
Probably so.
Let's see. Say you had just a large family, say seven boys, seven girls, you might say you had a whole
flock of children.
Would you ever use the term hassle?
I have heard that used. But it's not an everyday term.
Not really an everyday term. Okay. The yellow thing that grows in the big stalks out in your farm, the cornwood.
The cornwood?
Yeah, I'll ask you some questions about corn. When you pick corn, the green covering you take off is this.
It's a shuck.
Mm-hmm. And the kind of corn that's tender enough to eat off the cob is...
It's roasting ears.
Any other name for that?
Well, some call it roast mirrors.
You ever heard it called mutton corn or anything?
No, I haven't.
The term roasting ears, I tell you what, I've heard some people, when they cut it off and they put it with two or three times off the cob, and put it with some grease and some flour and fry it. Have you ever seen that dish?
Well, I cut my corn off and cook it in a container. We call it cream style corn. Don't really fry it.
And the thing that it grows at the top of the corn stalk.
The tassel.
Mm-hmm. And the string stuff that comes out the ears of corn shucks.
Silks.
A couple of other things about the vegetables. The large fruit that grows on the ground, you make a pie out of it at Thanksgiving, maybe.
Pumpkin.
And a kind of small yellow crookneck vegetable.
It's a squash.
Mm-hmm. You have any different kinds of those around here?
Yes, we have the yellow crookneck and a little flat white looking, I believe they're called patty cake or something like that.
Any name for it when you let it dry? Especially
still squash.
What are some of the different kinds of melons you raise around here?
I have watermelon and cantaloupe.
Are there many different varieties of watermelon?